Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Fallen and Forgiven. Thursday, March 12th. Our text is from Luke chapter 22. Peter was following at a distance, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Peter's story hurts to read. It's so easy to see how I could have done the same thing. Peter starts out swearing he will never deny Jesus, even if he has to die for him. But like the other apostles, he runs away in fear when Jesus' enemies come to arrest him. Then he changes his mind and tries to follow Jesus again, but he's following at a distance. That's never a safe way to follow Jesus, especially when fear is driving you. Then, once Jesus' trial starts, Peter goes and sits down. Where? Among the very men who arrested Jesus, among his enemies. And of course they notice him and ask questions. Peter loses his head and, in fear for his own life, denies knowing Jesus at all. His ruin is complete. But that's not the end for Peter. Luke tells us that the Lord turned and looked at Peter. What was in that look? Sadness, I'm sure, but also love. The love of the Savior who was carrying Peter's sins and mine, and yours, to the cross, where he would destroy them forever. And Jesus' forgiving love came out in full after he rose from the dead, when he brought Peter back as one of his own. We pray, "When I fail you, Lord, forgive me. Amen."